So people have been asking me for advice on edging and staying cum denied, which, like, I guess I am kind of the guy to ask about that. Right now, it's been 163 days since I last ejaculated. I started on No Cum November, November 1st, 2020. So I'm kind of the guy to ask about edging. And, like, edging can range from anywhere, like, between an entire afternoon, or if it's, like, something long-term, like mental, like chastity or solo sexuality. That can go on for days, weeks, months, years. I know one guy who hasn't come since he was 27, and he's, like, in his 50s now, I think. So, yeah, you can go a long time. I'm definitely not the most expert edger, but there are definitely lots of guys out there that know way more than I do. I just stumbled into this. So one thing that you want to do if you want to get a good edge is get some porn, get something that arouses you. And what you do when you edge is you masturbate your penis. You just stroke it, make it feel good. Make it feel really nice. And then once you feel, like, really good, like, once you're about to get close, and this is all about, like, understanding your body and everything, you'll know when you get close. You'll feel it. If you've ejaculated before, you'll feel like, oh, I'm about to ejaculate. And part of that is kind of starting by saying, like, oh, I'm about to ejaculate whenever, like, you are ejaculating. So if you were to nut, if you were to come right now, you should be verbal and say, I'm coming, I'm nutting, and just kind of get yourself accustomed to knowing what the feeling looks like. And that's good if you want to just start out. Like, a lot of guys just masturbate entire afternoon, edge a few times, and edging can feel really good just for an entire afternoon, just coming and just shooting a really big load. Just, like, find something that erects you, find something that arouses you, and once you feel like you're about to come, you stop. And when I say by stop is, like, if you're a beginner, you stop and you go do something else. You stop and you put on your clothes, you stop and you go get a glass of water, and then come right back. Because that will take your mind completely off sex. It'll give you blue balls. And by the way, yes, when you edge, your balls are supposed to hurt a little bit, because edging gives you blue balls by delaying orgasm, and all of the blood stuck in there just makes it so engorged that it's going to ache a bit. But that's normal. That's okay for your balls to hurt. They're supposed to. And part of edging is kind of accepting that your balls are going to hurt. You know, like, for bottoms, like, they do have to worry about, like, cleaning out, chafing. This is no different than any sexual act. Like, it's just part of it. If your balls just ache just a little bit, just a dull ache, that's completely natural. You don't ignore it, and you don't do anything to, like, increase it. Just, like, let them ache. You can some men just, like, slap their penis around, or they just slap their balls. It's called cock ball torture. And edging is just another form of that. You're just torturing your nuts, torturing your sperm sacs, torturing your complete, like, seminal fluid, like, tract and everything. You're just torturing it through porn and everything. And once you get used to that, once you get more familiar with your body, you'll find that it's easier to, like, watch more porn. I would say start out by edging an hour. If you come really fast, start out by going for an hour and then coming, and then just watch an extra video, watch an extra 10-minute video, watch an extra Twitter video, and just go from there. So, like, turn on a stopwatch. If you get a stopwatch app on your phone, click start once you start masturbating, and then click it once you stop masturbating. And you can lap it every time that you get to the edge. That way you can track your progression. Just to, like, if you find that you're out of the moment or anything, just track how your edge is going, track how you're feeling. You know, if you have to take a break, if you have to touch your nipples or something, if you need ass stimulation, you just mix up all the pleasure and everything, and just kind of tell yourself that you have all the time in the world to enjoy yourself. So not coming is just another way of saying, like, I can prolong this pleasure. I can feel this way for a while. I want to feel this way in a little bit. I'm just taking a break. Because edging, people view it as something as like, oh, well, you're just not coming, or you're denying yourself orgasm. It's like, no, I'm prolonging the pleasure. I am making this about being able to take breaks to prevent myself from climaxing and allowing me to experience more pleasure throughout the day, more pleasure in my balls and my testicles, because that's what edging is all about. It's prolonging. It's about staying on the edge. It's about being able to edge whenever you want, wherever you want. It's about pushing back that notion that the only thing good about masturbation is the orgasm. It's about centering just the masturbation itself. So if you can get to the stage where you say, I want to masturbate more than me orgasming, or I want to masturbate to porn more than I would want to masturbate to orgasm, that's when you have the edging mindset. That's when you've trained your penis not to ejaculate, because your penis just wants masturbation. It's satisfied with masturbation, and you had to learn how to be satisfied with masturbation, because it's a different form of pleasure. And once you really learn to enjoy just the act of masturbation, then you'll be able to sort of like push back the urge to orgasm, because a lot of people prefer orgasming over masturbation in their heads. And once you flip that thought process around, you'll find that you can masturbate way more than you ever thought before.